This is the World of Agriculture brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has provided an update on natural resource priorities in Washington, D.C. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
Policy decisions that impact our natural resources have a big impact on anyone who makes their living off of the land, and that's especially true for cattle producers. We're currently in a very important time for natural resource policy, as we are still waiting for presidential confirmations on leaders for key land management agencies. In the latest edition of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Beltway Beef podcast, Garrett Edmonds, director of NCBA Government Affairs, gave an update on the status of those officials.
Kate McGregor, who was nominated to be the Deputy Secretary of the Interior, and Brian Nesvik, who was nominated to be Director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they were both reported out of committee last week. We did enter into our two-week recess period here for the Easter holiday. So, you know, right now it's up to Leader Thune when we get back to tee them up for a full vote in the Senate and get them confirmed. Unfortunately, last week during that time frame, Kathleen Sagama, who was nominated to be the BLM director, was supposed to have a hearing in Senate Energy and Natural Resources, but that morning we found out she withdrew her nomination, so we're currently awaiting for the president to announce who he will nominate to fill that vacancy.
Edmonds added that the NCBA summer business meeting, which is only 3 months away, is a great opportunity for producers to make their voices heard on policy priorities.
Well, first and foremost, when people ask us where we get our direction from up here in D.C., the first thing we tell them is the grassroots policy from our members at our conference and our annual business meeting. And I think we really try to drive that home. But this is an interesting time in Washington, D.C.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.